You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Mexican immigration agents have detained almost all of the Central American migrants on a fourth caravan that recently entered Mexico seeking to reach the United States. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. She joined them on one of their most recent podcasts and talks about what it was like when she was with a migrant caravan coming up from Guatemala to Mexico.
And then what I saw was unbelievable. As we get closer to the border and I walk my way up from the migrant camp, this makeshift camp, there were 1,500 approximately, I mean, give or take, men marching across the border into Guatemala, carrying a Honduran flag, a brand new Honduran flag, not a tattered one. They did not look tired. They did not remind me of refugees. Now, my career, I spent a lot of my career overseas. I covered Afghanistan and Pakistan, as particularly the U.S. War in Afghanistan. And so I was very familiar with refugees and migrants and refugee crisis. This situation was different. It was very well coordinated. They did not appear to be fleeing under any duress. And there were not a lot of families. It was a lot of men.
For that entire podcast, please check out IWF.org. Some fascinating and interesting stuff there. And you can check us out online at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You know, it's heartbreaking and heartwarming. I was just talking with Susan, my fiance. Hi, sweetheart. I love you very much if you're watching. I love you if you're not watching. It's like a tradition now. But we were talking about different volunteering opportunities, and I couldn't even come up with one that isn't heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. There's usually not a lot of volunteer opportunities that are just heartwarming. There's always that other side to it that we add up to. So I'm going to take a quick break here. Facebook, hey, Samantha, I see you. Hold on there. For the radio portion, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You will want to call us. We are here to help you change your life. When you've given up on all the big box gyms, who where you've been donating your money to, and they don't care if you walk in. We do. You're going to want to call us so we can help you out. Listen, we're going to be right back. Don't move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
That I do a lot with, and just to say that, you know, they're the ones that keep me going within the organization. Yeah. There's a couple, Barb and Joe D'Angelo.
Right now, you can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
That I do a lot with, and just to say that, you know, they're the ones that keep me going within the organization. Yeah. There's a couple, Barb and Joe D'Angelo, that I work with. Great Marines. They do a great job. And to see the things that they do and how involved they are and the things that they do for the organizations, a little bit more along your lines, mm-hmm. Joe was one of the ones that was the head coordinator for the YPF, which is the Youth Physical Fitness Program.
We were talking about that.
For the Marine Corps, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, basically they would, get together with a lot of different schools and run a youth physical.
You know, it's heartbreaking and heartwarming. I was just talking with Susan, my fiance. Hi, sweetheart. I love you very much if you're watching. I love you if you're not watching. It's like a tradition now. But we were talking about different volunteering opportunities, and I couldn't even come up with one that isn't heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. There's usually not a lot of volunteer opportunities that are just heartwarming. There's always that other side to it that we end up to. So I'm going to take a quick break here. Facebook, hey, Samantha, I see you. Hold on there. For the radio portion, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. You will want to call us. We are here to help you change your life. When you've given up on all the big box gyms where you've been donating your money to, and they don't care if you walk in, we do. You're going to want to call us so we can help you out. Listen, we're going to be right back. Don't move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters.
Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
That I do a lot with, and you know, to say that they're the ones that keep me going within the organization. Yeah. There's a couple, Barb and Joe D'Angelo.
Right now, you can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
That I do a lot with, and you know, to say that they're the ones that keep me going within the organization. Yeah. There's a couple, Barb and Joe D'Angelo, that I work with. Great Marines. They do a great job, and to see the things that they do and how involved they are and the things that they do for the organizations, you know, a little bit more along your lines. Mm-hmm. Joe was one of the ones that was the head coordinator for the YPF, which is the Youth Physical Fitness Program.
We were talking about that.
For the Marine Corps, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically they would, you know, get together with a lot of different schools and run a youth physical fitness program, you know, get the kids involved in doing fitness and, you know, put a little competition on and do that whole thing. And you know, it was another way of, you know, keeping the Marines and, you know, in touch with the local communities and, sure. and doing a lot of things. And, you know, just seeing the things that they do, I mean, and the way that they get involved, I mean, is just absolutely it's inspiring. So, you know, it inspires me to get more connected, more involved, and to do more that I wouldn't probably normally have done mm-hmm. had I not been involved with these other Marines. And that goes back to, right, you know, talking about the camaraderie and the fellowship of the Marine Corps League.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we inspire each other. We, you know, we hold each other up, we pick each other up, and we push each other forward.
Right.
That has been one of the beauties about, you know, this organization that I absolutely love.
Fantastic. So just to touch on a couple of other quick things here, aside from your local detachment with the Marine Corps League, one of the things I just made a note here was just to mention Wounded Warriors also. Wounded Warriors, if anybody's watching or listening that hasn't heard about them, I know you have a place in your heart with Wounded Warriors because they were able to help you, I guess, help you out and vice versa. To just tell us real briefly about the Wounded Warriors mission. And again, I'm sure people can Google websites if they want to donate to the Wounded Warriors. Not the Wounded Warriors Project, but the Wounded Warriors themselves. Can you share with us a little bit on, from your heart on that?
Well, the Wounded Warriors actually is a regiment within the Marine Corps itself. So I don't really think you can donate to it. It's actually part of the Marine
My
Corps.
My bad. Yeah. I didn't realize the Wounded Warriors was an actual part of the service.
Now, I know that over years, I think they used to work with a couple of other nonprofits that they would get stuff in to help out some Wounded Warriors with, you know, items and gear. And, you know, people would donate things, you know, to keep the Wounded Warriors preoccupied, you know, like, you know, games and things of that nature, so on and so forth.
I see. Okay.
You know, Wounded Warriors encompasses a large group of individuals, you know, not just individuals that were wounded in combat. You know, I myself was injured in combat, and, you know, that's how I ended up there myself. But, you know, it encompasses, you know, other individuals that have become sick or ill or injured in different ways, or so, you know, so on and so forth, while they're serving the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Wounded Warriors is an organization that takes care of those individuals and helps them, one, either get back to a readiness state where they can go back to the fleet and continue to serve, or, you know, if it comes to a point where they've, you know, they're at a point medically where they have to, you know, exit the military service or so on and so forth, you know, they help with that, you know, assistance and transition and, you know, help them along the way and, you know, keep tabs on them over the years and do things for them. So they're a great organization. And, you know, without that particular regiment, without, you know, that other part of the Marine Corps, you know, my life wouldn't be what it is right now today anyway. So, I mean, you know, it is a great part of the Marine Corps that, you know, I think, you know, I was very happy that, you know, it was created when it was created. So.
Yeah. Fantastic. So if people are listening or watching here and you have served in the Marines and you are interested in becoming and you're in local here and you're interested in becoming a member of the 100 and Bulldogs, they can go to the website, which again is, what's the website again?
It's W.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving, the death toll in the Camp Fire has risen to 83, with two more bodies found yesterday. A CAL FIRE spokesman says when it comes to structures destroyed,
total structures destroyed, 18,431.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stepping off in New York City on what's one of the coldest days in its history. This parade goer says to Fox News,
I have three pairs of pants on, thermal shirt, sweater, and two jackets.
This Thanksgiving 2018 also marks 55 years since one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
News legend Walter Cronkite announcing the assassination of JFK in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
annually watched on TV on Thanksgiving Day by as many or more people than watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the National Dog Show. This year, it's the 17th annual edition, airing again on NBC. Host John O'Hurley says it's really good for the dogs that you love so much.
In order to keep these breeds alive, intact, for their to celebrate the form and function, we have the AKC and we have the shows to show them off.
By the way, the show was actually recorded earlier this month in Philadelphia. It just airs today. The stage set for the NFL's annual Thanksgiving triple header with all three games featuring some big divisional matchups. The NFC North leading Bears visiting the Lions in Detroit. NFC East leading Redskins playing the Cowboys at Dallas. The NFC South leading Saints seeking a 10th straight win hosting the Falcons in the nightcap. Remember, we never take a holiday, either on the air or online. Find us at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if...
Here's how to nominate someone. Send us about 250 words.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern California are warning residents in the Camp Fire area to prepare for rain today. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort despite the weather, because this is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
Happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
So far, no major delays are being reported at airports. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Outgoing House Oversight Chairman Republican Trey Gowdy sent a letter to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly demanding information on Ivanka Trump's reported use of a personal email. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is out with a report on dangerous toys, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
We must protect our youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. PIRG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found six different slime...
youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. PERG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found 6 different slime toys that contain high levels of boron, which they say can be a hazard if ingested. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As you begin to prepare that turkey for Thanksgiving dinner, what are some things you can do to prevent foodborne illness? Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Mary Ann Gravel. She's with the USDA, and she says the one thing you need to remember above all else when it comes to cooking on Thanksgiving.
Well, remember that handling food safely is important. Food poisoning bacteria can cause foodborne illness, which is a major public health problem. And at Thanksgiving time, we have lots of people gathering at our table, friends, family of all different age groups. Some of them might be more susceptible to foodborne illness. So handling the turkey and all the side dishes safely is very important.
Marianne also discusses the proper way to thaw out that turkey.
Well, no matter what kind of turkey you're buying, fresh or frozen, it needs to be kept in the refrigerator. If you have purchased a frozen turkey, you want to thaw that in the refrigerator. It takes longer, but that's the safest way to do it. If your turkey's still a little bit icy on Thanksgiving Day, you can just go ahead and put it in the oven. It'll take a little bit longer to cook if it's a little bit frozen. Or you can finish thawing it in cold water. Fill your sink with cold water, put the turkey still in its wrapping in the water, and then change the water every 30 minutes. Probably an hour is all it will take to finish thawing your turkey, and then you can get on with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. It is a beautiful sunny day outside, although it is a brisk 43 degrees. Tonight, we are going to be, as soon as I scroll my screen, there we go, mostly cloudy tonight with a high near 44, so it's not going to drop too badly. But we will have some isolated snow showers scattered throughout the area before 9 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Lots to be grateful for. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, it's sunny. The high is near 26 degrees. So if you are out in that turkey trot tomorrow, bundle up. Bring layers, okay, folks? And bring an insulated water bottle so it doesn't freeze up on you. Friday, sunny with a high near 31, light winds. Friday night going into partly cloudy with a low now around 23 degrees. And the weekend, chance of rain or snow, freezing rain between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. We're going to hope that passes past us. We really don't want that. And then Saturday night, mostly rain before 2 a.m. Sunday, a chance of rain before 2, but mostly sunny, high near 55. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Facebook. Here we go. Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Welcome. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are logged on to Facebook over here, still experiencing some technical difficulties when it comes to the Facebook sound. So we are live broadcasting over here. I'm going to pull it around here. Hey, Janet, I see you. Thanks for watching. Again, Max Living, I am your host, Mark LaRose. I am brought to you by the Max Living, by the Max Challenge in Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. You will want to call that if you need to make a change in your life with your health, your fitness. And you know what? We have our sprint coming up, which is a five-week challenge starting December 3rd. And we have our January challenge that's starting up. And we are going to have an incredible Black Friday sale. Black Friday sale that you are not going to want to miss. If you are a member and you know people who just you want to pay it forward, this is a great deal. It's going to be the lowest price of the year. I don't have any more details besides that. But we are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. Hey, Lori, I see you. And that's it. 908-627-7020. You are going to want to call that number or write it down at least. Unless you're driving, then take it easy. No reason. Yeah, public service announcement there. Don't blame me for that. So anyway, we are going to have a really great conversation today. And what I'll do is I'll just let the Facebook people know that you are not going to hear the commercials today. Everybody else will hear the commercials, but we're going to keep talking to you guys. And what I'm going to do is invite you all who are watching us live on Facebook. Hey, Kim. I see you, Kim. If you have a question for the topic today and for my guest, type that question in, and we will do our best to address it. And to get to the meat and potatoes of it, I am honored and blessed today to be joined in the studio by our local Toys for Tots representative, who is also a member of the Marine League, and what's the local local chapter is called the Hunterdon Bulldogs. And this is Chris Soldano. Chris, welcome, first of all. Let me say, start there.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for taking the time. Chris is you're a retired Marine.
Yes.
Okay. You served in Iraq. You had a few tours in Iraq. You were in the initial invasion part of that, but I also know you were in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. And Chris is actually a New York guy. Hey, Rebecca. Chris is actually a New York guy. He's still getting used to Hunterdon County after 4 years.
I don't like to claim that much anymore.
Oh,
I am
okay.
From New York, but I love New Jersey.
Gotcha. All right. Well, nobody's going to hold it against you here.
Yeah, okay.
That's for sure. So, but we're going to talk to Chris today a little bit more about the mission for Toys for Tots. Hey, Karen, I see you. Again, if you have questions for Chris, please type them in here. And if you're watching on Facebook and you can hear us okay, because, you know, we have the sound thing. Hey, Ron, the owner of Max Challenge. Ron is watching us. It's always good to recognize the boss. Shoot me some hearts and some thumbs up if you can hear us okay. So this way I know that you're getting us. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the mission today. And right now, the Max Challenge of Clinton, we are accepting donations for Toys for Tots of unwrapped new toys. From our members, and I'm sure that there's a lot of different locations around here. We are actually just at one. We're at Factory Fuel. Love you guys if you're listening. And we're going to talk a little bit not just about the Toys for Tots missions, but we're going to talk – thank you for the hearts. I see that. We're going to talk about the other things that the Hunterdon Bulldogs are going on and things that they're invested in too. So I think it's only apropos to give a shout-out to your wife, who's probably going to watch or listen later on. You want to give a quick shout-out?
My wife, Mary. Wouldn't be around without her. She is, like, my life completely. So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do a minor percentage of what I do if it wasn't for her and her support and the things that she does. I mean, yeah. She's actually an associate member with us at the Hunterdon County Bulldogs. Yeah. And, my life wouldn't function without her. So, love you, babe.
There you go. There you go. Let's jump right into it. Chris, we talked before. Tell me a little bit about your background and a little bit about how life has brought your path to Hunterdon County working with the Bulldogs.
Okay. As we stated, I was in the Marine Corps for several years. I had a few tours over in Iraq, and you know, I had some injuries and other things that led me to the Wounded Warrior Regiment in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And when I was with the Wounded Warrior Regiment, they actually had a program that was a virtual reality program at one point in time, and I was given that for cognitive therapy because I had a head injury, and you know, I was working through therapy with that. And my wife actually was a beta tester for the program back when it came out in 2003, and we actually met in virtual space. So, yeah. You know, it was one of those like long distance weird relationships that, you know, you only hear about
that
in
was
movies
the coolest
things,
thing. You know, you were telling me that story. That was the coolest thing about, I thought, right there, meeting in VR.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we met in VR and, you know, the relationship just blossomed from there. I mean, you know, one level to another, finally, you know, we're meeting in real life and, you know, we just realized that we had just such a strong connection, strong bond between us that, mm-hmm. We wanted to take it further. And so I was put on temporary retirement in 2009, and it was either a choice of stay in Jacksonville, North Carolina, go back home to New York, which I didn't want to do,
right.
You know, or, you know, something else. And she had made the suggestion, well, why don't you move up to Michigan where I'm at? And, mm-hmm. you know, and obviously, you know, our relationship was growing. So, you know, I made that choice. And so she actually came down to North Carolina. We loaded up a truck and drove to Michigan. And I lived with her in Michigan for several years and until the company that she was working for transferred her out here to New Jersey.
Okay.
And so once she was transferred out here, you know, obviously I followed. I was the retired guy. You know, it's all about her and her career right now. I've got no problem doing that.
Sure.
Love her to death. So I would follow her anywhere. So, I mean, you know, coming to New Jersey was, you know, obviously just a big thing. I mean, we were married in 2011 before moving here, and we moved here. She came here in 2013, and then I followed in 2014. We've been residents of Flemington and Hunterdon County ever since, and I absolutely love it here.
Fantastic.
We both do.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's a great place.
Yeah.
And so you were retired from the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And how did you get involved with the league itself? And what's the proper term for this? Is it it's the Marine Corps League?
Yes.
It is the Marine Corps League. Okay. What's their history? How did they come about? I mean, I honestly didn't know anything about the Marine Corps League until we arranged our get together today and I started reading a little bit about it. And of course you filled me in on it.
Right.
Can you share with our audience a little bit about how they got started and their mission?
Well, the Marine Corps League was created by an act of Congress back in the 1930s. I should know all this stuff off the top of my head. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but
it's cool.
They were created as an act of Congress to basically continue the camaraderie and fellowship of Marines nationwide. You know, coming out of active duty service and, you know, dealing, you know, we're trying to get back into a civilian life is tough for any service member. And mm-hmm. Marines they've got themselves kind of what I would consider a step beyond other services. They have a camaraderie and a fellowship that I have not seen matched in any other organization or anything else I've been a part of.
Yeah.
I mean, Marines are Marines to almost a fanatic level. I mean,
right.
You know, it becomes it's not just a job. It's not just a service for us. It's a way of life.
Gotcha.
And so it's part of us. And so, you know, once you become Marine, you actually leave active duty service, you know, not having that in your life can sometimes be an issue. So
right.
The Marine Corps League is one of those organizations, and there are others, but Marine Corps League is one of those organizations that was made specifically for Marines. To also include, you know, FMF corpsmen and Navy chaplains, those Navy personnel that actually serve with the Marine Corps.
I see.
But it was made for those particular people so they can continue that camaraderie and fellowship and our, you know, kind of like our traditions and the Marine Corps way of life.
Fantastic.
So, you know, it's important to us, and a lot of us, you know, take that to heart.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about Toys for Tots when we come back. So Facebook people, hey, Stephanie. Long time no see. Facebook people, you hang tight. You're going to hear me do a little bit of radio stuff here, and I'm going to do a quick commercial break over here so we can help them pay the bills, okay? This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We have our sprint starting December 3rd, 5 weeks. Our January challenge is coming up fast, and we are thankful for you guys. Don't go away. Hang tight.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is Max Living. We are back, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza right on Route 31, beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. We have a Black Friday sale. I don't even know the details, but you're going to want to like our Facebook page, and you're going to want to pay attention because this is it. The new year's coming up. And, you know, if you rang in 2018 with these goals in mind and you haven't achieved them, look no further. This is the place to do it. So I am honored to be here today with Chris Soldano. We're talking about the Marine Corps League, the local chapter, the Hunterdon Bulldogs, and the Toys for Tots program, too. And Facebook, we are back on here. Please, 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 if you are a member, we've already told you, you can bring in new unwrapped toy or multiple toys, and you can bring them over to the center, and we will gladly accept that donation there too. But I'm sure there's a lot of, so thinking about this though, Chris, I mean, how many locations are there in Hunterdon County that are Toys for Tots drop-offs?
Wow. I actually right now, I mean, I have a number on the website, but I don't know the exact ballpark number off the top of my head. A few dozen.
Yeah, I mean, really? Okay.
Probably, you know, somewhere between, you know, 20 to maybe 40 different locations that we okay. have right now in Hunterdon County. And actually, I really don't know for sure because this year a couple of organizations have done something unique, like 7-Eleven, not to promote anybody, but 7-Eleven contacted the organization. And they decided they wanted to do Toys for Tots this year, so their corporation decided to pick up materials from Toys for Tots and spread them out at all their, you know, their local 7-Elevens. So, I mean, I know we've got plenty of those in Hunterdon County, so you may actually pass by one that's actually a drop-off location.
That's fantastic.
So, I mean, but we have so many, and we get more all the time. I actually have to, when I leave here, go to another place to set up more boxes.
Look at that.
So, I mean, we get more all the time, and usually everyone that we get follows us to the upcoming years, so it just continues to build.
That's fantastic. So. Hi, Elaine. I miss seeing you in class at night. I got to get down there and see you. Elaine's an awesome. Elaine here, who just logged on, was the very first member of the Max Challenge in Clinton.
Nice.
She and her husband signed up before we even had a lease, I think. It was way back in the day. So so the Hunterdon Bulldogs, this is the local chapter of the Marine Corps League. Am I correct?
Correct. The Hunterdon County Bulldogs covers pretty much Hunterdon County.
Okay.
So anything and everything that, you know, is kind of in Hunterdon County, we try to, you know, take part in and do things with. I mean, we participate in parades. We, you know, have all sorts of other different events. I mean, Toys for Tots also being one of our biggest ones. We do a lot of stuff, and we try to participate and keep, you know, as part of our community as much as possible. We do things like, I mean, everybody knows who the Scouts of America are.
Yes.
You know, so you get involved in scouting programs. Well, when you reach the highest level you can reach in Scouts, which is Eagle Scout, the Marine Corps League likes to acknowledge that achievement. So we will actually give out a good citizenship award, you know, at an Eagle Scout Court of Honor, you know, if it's requested by, you know, that particular family or that organization. So we do those all over the county. And other detachments and other places all over the state do it all over the state. So, I mean, it's a big program that we take part in.
Wow.
And, you know, people do it across the nation for, you know, the Marine Corps League. I mean, you know, that's just a few things that we do. We'd like to take part in, but it's also a way of keeping us interactive with the community itself. So
fantastic. How long have the Hunterdon Bulldogs been around in Hunterdon County?
Now, I don't have an exact date. I know when the charter was officially signed,
sure.
And I know when our detachment was officially incorporated.
Okay.
But just like a lot of other organizations, going back many years, you know, the organization existed for a small amount of time prior to the official dates. As a group of Marines that got together for the purpose of, you know, sharing Marine Corps
just
history,
kind of
camaraderie,
informal.
And, yeah, an informal
sure.
thing.
Okay.
However, we were officially chartered in 1995 by a detachment base of 25 Marines at the time, and we were officially incorporated in 1998.
Okay. Now, the Toys for Tots program, I know, is just one of the many things that you folks do.
Yes.
Okay. The history of Toys for Tots, and actually our friend Elaine here wrote that Toys for Tots do great work for our children. They definitely do, Elaine. Last year, do you know how many toys were actually collected by your detachment around?
We collect so many, it's really hard to keep a count.
Okay. You don't count them one by one?
No.
No, okay.
We don't. I mean, the way that this really kind of works is our detachment works for the Marine Corps Reserve Center in Metuchen. Actually answer to a warrant officer that actually runs that reserve center and is basically our head Toys for Tots coordinator for all of Central Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So he runs the main warehouse that's out there, and anything and everything that we collect, whether it be toys or of monetary donations, all goes out towards him, and they're the ones that kind of count it and tally it in a whole nine yards. I can tell you what we got in last year as far as cash value,
sure.
And I could tell you roughly in Central Jersey how many children we roughly helped out.
That'd be awesome.
But as far as what we collected Hunterdon County-wise, there were so many toys I couldn't
even begin
to tell you.
So what are those numbers collectively then?
So in Hunterdon County last year, we actually had a very good year last year, and we raised just individually as the detachment. That doesn't include all the other drop-off locations, but just as the detachment itself, we raised about a little over $13,000.
Nice.
You know, which is a decent chunk of change for them to actually
sure.
go buy more toys.
Yeah.
And collectively in Central Jersey, this is the number for Central Jersey and Central Jersey only. This doesn't include Northern Jersey or Southern Jersey, just between here and the shore.
It's something else. New Jersey's so weird like that. I think, are we the only state that has a central part? I mean, I'm sure there's like, no, I'm just joking around a little bit here, but Central Jersey thing always mystifies me for Jersey.
To be honest with you, I obviously not being originally from New Jersey,
yeah.
It is an oddity for me, but I've seen a lot of other states that are a lot more weird.
Are they? Yeah.
You know? But I mean, if you consider Central Jersey alone, Central Jersey helped out last year roughly 44,500 children last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's an incredible number. That's a lot more than I thought. That's Central Jersey alone.
Central Jersey, yeah.
That's fantastic. Wow. And so that's 44,000 families?
Children.
Children. Yeah. So that's an incredible amount of people. I can't even believe that. And do you have a projection for this year of what they're looking to do, or is that going to be you're just going to collect the numbers and look back?
That's mostly what we have to do. I mean, we really can't project. I mean, we can only go by last year's numbers. The sad part is that, you know, our population grows, you know, increasingly every year. I mean, that's just the nature of human beings. I mean, you know, we've been increasing in population exponentially for, you know, for eons. And so as that population grows, the need grows. And, you know, so you can always expect that the need for this year is always going to be greater than it was last year. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a big push for us to try and do everything that we can to make that happen. But, I mean, it isn't just us. I mean, we would not be able to do what we do if it wasn't for our local businesses, places mm-hmm. like you guys or, you know, the Max Challenge and places like Walmart a ton of other places that, you know, I can list off that, you know, are the local proprietors of organizations and shops around the county that allow us to put out boxes,
sure.
that allow us to, you know, stand out front and collect donations, whether it be toys or money or you know, whatever, you know, that really helped perpetuate this whole thing and keep everything going. Because if it wasn't for those businesses and you know, all the other people out there that aren't part of our organization, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So,
and since that's the number for Central Jersey, what about nationwide? Do we have any information on nationwide about how many?
I do. And actually, this number is actually quite mind-blowing. The Marine Corps Toys for Tots program actually distributes an average of 18 million toys to 7 million Whoa. Less fortunate children annually.
Son of a gun.
That's direct from their website.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to the Toys for Tots organization website, and you can actually look up the history, you know, and pretty much, you know, all the information you want on how the program runs and the things we do on, you know, on a yearly basis and, you know, the amount of people that we help. And to think that there are 7 million less fortunate children in the United States that need that assistance, I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
It's
kind of heartbreaking in a way. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know, this mission, which, I mean, you know, is actually started by a reserve major and his wife. And that's to get into a little bit of history about the Toys for Tots.
Yeah, please do.
There.
I was going
to
ask you about that.
Well, roughly, Toys for Tots began roughly in around 1947. Again, you can find all this information on their website. I mean, it's really good read if you want to know the history of Toys for Tots. But there was a Marine Corps Reserve Major by the name of Bill Hendricks. And his wife, Diane, used to handcraft dolls and things, you know, of that nature for his you know, for him to hand out or wanted him to hand out to, mm-hmm. you know, children's organizations. So, you know, she had asked him to, you know, deliver to some sort of agency that supports, you know, children in need. And, well, when he reported back to his wife and said, there isn't one that exists, basically she said, create it.
Wow.
And so, you know, the Marine Corps Reserves that year, I think they collected roughly, I think it was about 5,000 toys in that particular year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're able to distribute those 5,000 toys to needy children in their area. And I think that originally started in L.A. Mm-hmm. So it was on the West Coast. Well, you know, basically seeing that it was so successful, the Commandant of the Marine Corps or the Marine Reserve actually, you know, decided that they would implement, you know, the TFT program as a national community program in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually Major Hendricks' civilian job. He was the director of public relations for Warner Brothers Studios, and Walt Disney happened to be a friend of his.
Wow.
So Walt Disney had actually been the one that created the Toys for Tots logo for him.
Really?
Yes.
That is amazing. I did not know that. So Walt Disney created – I'm going to hold it up here. Is this logo?
That's the logo, yeah.
I'm going to hold it up here so people can see it. I mean, I'm sure it's familiar. So Walt Disney designed this logo. I did not realize that. That's pretty cool. Neat bit of trivia there. Neat bit of trivia. That's a lot of toys to distribute, that's for sure. That's from a humble beginning.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, and it's too much of a job really to focus on one particular organization, which is why, you know, it branches out the way it does. I mean, us as, you know, volunteers, I mean, you know, if the reserves could do it all, believe me, they would do it. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, Marines, you know, will do everything in their power to make sure they complete a mission.
Yeah.
You know, but because we have things like the Marine Corps League, you know, in place, it becomes part of, you know, our duty kind of in a way to help assist the reserves in doing everything we can to support that mission.
Gotcha.
You know, we're all Marines. We all took an oath and, you know, we all, you know, serve the, you know, the Corps in many different ways. And, you know, once you take that oath, the oath doesn't expire.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to do whatever we can to uphold the missions that we get, you know, given to us and accomplish them in any way, shape, or form that we can.
That's awesome.
And Toys for Tots is a major mission for us, and we love doing it every year.
That's fantastic. Now, aside from the toy donations, and I just got to give a shout-out to Amanda, who logged on and watching us. Miss Senior Amanda. Obviously, monetary donations are accepted, too. The Hunted and Bulldogs website, can people donate to Toys for Tots through there, or should they go to them? Like a main site if they want to donate money?
See, that all depends. If you want to donate nationally, you can go right to Toys for Tots website and
okay.
donate nationally, and that money will go to wherever it's needed most.
Okay.
If you want to donate money to here locally and want that money to stay locally within Central Jersey,
right.
we don't have a way to donate through the website. But if you go to our website and you take down our address and so on and so forth, you could simply send us a check made out to Toys for Tots, and we will make sure it gets to the our coordinator, Emma Tuchin.
That's
so
what
he
I was
going to
say.
Funds
it's
to
Emma Tuchin, Brian said too. So that's one thing to remember here, folks. Okay, so if you're not able to donate just a toy. And that's fine, but you have it in your heart and you want to donate more, you can Google. Do you have the Hunted and Bulldog website?
Yeah, it's www.hcmcl.org.
hcmcl.org.
Correct.
.org, okay. So feel free to go there. You can get the contact info there too with their address, and you can send a check there, make it out for Toys for Tots. And that'll be used in Central Jersey right there, too. Okay, fantastic.
Now, if people want to do, donate cash as well locally or, mm-hmm. Write a check to us locally, there are several locations that are out that, will take cash donations, at their place. The local IHOP in Flemington, they're great. They do Toys for Tots, and they also are one of the ones where you can go down, donate your cash into the box, and they'll put your name on a train, put the train on the wall. Fuel Factory is another one that does the same thing with cash donations. We also, every year, starting on Black Friday, even though it will be cold, we typically will stand out front of, for this example, this year, we will be outside Flemington Walmart. So we will be out there from Black Friday, that Friday, Saturday, the following Saturday and Sunday, and then the following Saturday, Sunday after that. So we're out there for three separate weekends.
Wow.
Out there in person collecting both cash and toys for the Toys for Tots program. So if people want to come down and see us just to say hello, or they want to donate there, they can donate in person at that time, typically every year. As long as they're there and we're doing the program, we'll probably be there.
That's awesome. So starting Black Friday, Flemington Walmart.
Yes.
That'll probably be with most local one for most people I know right now, too. So they can stop by, bring cash, bring toys. You know what? What you do is you go into Walmart, buy a bunch of toys, and bring it out to Chris and his fellow Marines. And that's one way to do it right there because it's local. It's right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're trying to find other locations, too. I mean, it becomes difficult. And the best places for us to really go are places that are, high traffic areas,
sure.
Places that have toys.
Yeah.
And Walmart's perfect that way.
It is.
They've got toys. Unfortunately, with all the Toys R Us's that closed and the White House Walmart that closed, our availability of places is becoming stricter and stricter.
A little more challenging that way.
So, we're trying to see if we can do this year is we can make up the difference that we're not getting in toys in cash and do it that way. Because, we're working with some of the other companies, and I know that our reserve coordinator is working with other toy companies to kind of try and figure out a way to buy toys in bulk and things of that nature so we can do it that way.
Saying.
I know they used to spend a phenomenal amount of money at Toys R Us every year, but fortunately with that organization closing with the way things are, it makes it a little bit more difficult. So, as Marines do, we improvise, adapt, and overcome. So, that's what we're trying to do.
It's going to be funny because there's going to be a bunch of members who are watching this just heard you say improvise, adapt, and overcome, and they're going to be like, Mark says that all the time. And I wasn't a Marine, I'm just saying, but it's a fantastic motto to have. It's a fantastic motto.
It is one of our favorite sayings.
Yeah. Now, you need help. You need boots on the ground to help you do this. And you had mentioned that there's a Marine Corps auxiliary. So if you were not in the Marines, there is a way for – I guess my question is there a way for, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Smith off the street to just help you guys out by volunteering their time?
Yes and no. I mean, there are several things that people can do. As the Marine Corps League, obviously, we're limited to, you know, certain things as far as our membership. And that changes sometimes from, you know, the different levels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the detachment level, we do have what's known as an associate membership. Now, okay. The associate membership is usually for those people who are directly related or immediately related to a Marine, you know, whether it be, you know, father, mother, you know, son, daughter, mm-hmm. wife, husband, or brother or sister, you know, mm-hmm. things along those natures. When you go one step beyond that, we do have another sub-organization called the Marine Corps League Auxiliary. And the mm-hmm. Marine Corps League Auxiliary, as long as you're not somebody that's ever committed a felony, yeah. That organization is pretty much open to